Welcome back to Hold My Bev Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me is the wonderful golfer himself, DTF. I'm actually going myself tomorrow. I have a tee
Are you?
time
Are you
that
playing?
I'm actually going to try Big Met tomorrow for the first time, even though it's basically in my backyard.
Yeah, I still have yet to play Big Met. Funny enough, I played a Metric Parks course today. I played at Manikiki in Willoughby Hills. Really beautiful course. I played Little Met. I've done Seneca because that's where my golf league is. Manikiki today. And what's the really small one? You and I played the really small one. It's
Over by the airport?
yeah.
Mastic?
Yeah, Mastic Woods.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm missing now is Sleepy Hollow, Ironwood, which just was recently bought by the Metroparks. I believe that's in Hinckley. And I've not played Washington because I heard it's trash. My brother played there, he said it's trash.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Met. But cool. Who are you playing with?
I'm playing with my boss. He's coming
Cool.
into town, and we're going to go ahead and play a round of nine.
Very nice, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Played with a buddy today that I haven't seen in a few weeks since our league ended. Didn't play great, but hit a birdie on one hole. It was really nice.
Nice.
Love a good bird.
Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with a good old birdie. Well done. We have a lot to talk about, but before we get into our conversation, what's your bet for tonight?
I'm currently sipping on some Blast.
I got a 36 pack of that today, but I'm going to be drinking the Blue Mountains of Truth.
Are the mountains blue?
Oh yeah, look at
Hell
that.
yeah. Oh yeah. Not too bad. Not too bad. I'm not a beer guy myself, but I had a High Noon in my round of golf today.
What flavor?
What do you think?
I don't know.
I only ever drink one flavor by choice.
Man, I have not seen you drink a High Noon in a minute, I feel like.
Let's see if you really are one of my closest friends.
Oh shit, now the pressure's on. I feel like I know the answer, but like,
What does your gut tell you?
peach.
Nah.
It's a
Can't believe
watermelon?
you. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's water.
I mean, that's my favorite is watermelon as well. But for some reason, I thought you liked peach.
No, I mean, peach is like one of those, if that's the only option, or if it's like that over, I don't even
Pineapple.
know anymore, because lately my taste buds have been moving towards the pineapple and grapefruit over like the peach. I never buy the tailgate pack. I never buy the pool pack. Anymore, it's just whatever's available. But if I have the preference, it's going to be watermelon. So much has changed in the last year when we did our High Noon video, which go back to refill and chill and, you know, watch that video or watch that episode. That was a fun time. Still not into the tequila ones.
Really, I love the tequila ones, but I love tequila in general. I don't know if you really like tequila that much or not. I feel like you don't, yeah.
No, the only time I like tequila is in a frozen margarita, and that's just at Mexican restaurants.
Oh, see, I love not Tito's, tequila. I like Tito's
Yeah.
too, even though that brings up some cursed times, Tito's, but when me and some of my buddies we would drink a whole bottle before going out, and
Oh, man.
yeah.
Never been
Especially
able
back in
to
the
do that.
college days. Yeah, no.
Never been able to do that.
Next morning's never fun.
For sure.
But yeah, we have quite a bit to talk about, Dylan. Let's go ahead and start off with our drive to five. I'll let you start with your 1.2.
Yeah, so week 1.2 did not go as planned. We both did bets for Thursday night. I had Devontae Smith plus 50 reception yards and Jalen Hurts 2 passing touchdowns. Thought it was going to be an easy shootout, which it turned out to be kind of a shootout, but it was all Jalen Hurts rushing that was the shootout. So I ended up only getting one of the two passing touchdowns, and I'm officially eliminated again. I don't think I'll be buying back in for a third time. So if I'm to do any drive to five, it'll just be on the side for fun.
That's
But
fair. That's fair. It will go to
so far,
charity. It'll be for the kids.
are you still alive?
Oh, I'm alive. Yeah, I'm still alive. I'm now two for two so far. I'm really nervous for this week, though. I don't know what I'm gonna be hitting on for this week. I
Kareem Hunt
gotta.
anytime touchdown.
I don't know if I want to bet that. If
Yeah.
Nick Chubb didn't even have a touchdown this year.
Oh,
Too soon, too soon.
too soon.
But yeah, no, I was happy Devontae Smith got a touchdown. That's what I put all my money on. We'll find out tomorrow when this a little bit after this episode comes out,
Yeah.
what my bet's gonna be. But yeah, I'm excited, you know. I'm debating whether it just depends on the odds, but I'm kind of leaning towards a Puka touchdown.
Puka.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, he's gotten crazy, but we'll talk more about that. Pick'ems were a lot better this week. I think we only lost three of them. No, four. We lost four of them in total. I made a little goof on the Pick'ems. I accidentally highlighted the New York Jets over the Cowboys, which was not intentional. So thank you for those who caught that. Thankfully, I caught it like 5 minutes after. I was surprised how much that I don't want to say blew up, but like within the first 2 minutes of me posting, I had two comments say, "You're crazy for saying the Jets are going to win."
You know what I heard today that was crazy?
Huh.
That the Jets are going to pursue Justin Fields to repair him with Garrett Wilson.
What?
I think it was fake news, but it was Billy Football from Pardon My Take. He said someone close to me has told me that the Jets are going to pursue Justin Fields to link him with former Buckeye teammate Garrett Wilson. Even if Aaron Rodgers comes back in the pre or the postseason, you can't have two quarterbacks of that caliber on the same team. That's a waste. So they'd be
Yeah, but
shipping.
who knows now if Justin Fields even is that caliber? I'm kind of losing faith.
I'm still on the Fields train. Our race to first place bet is not going in my favor right now. I'm 0-2. You're 1-1. I'm praying that the Bears don't completely shit the bed, but at this moment, it looks like the Bears are going to shit the
Yeah.
bed.
Yeah, they needed that game against the Bucks. But hey, that Baker Mayfield jersey is not going to look too bad on you now.
No, I should have went and did that Fanatics bet and got the free $150 jersey, so I could have just got that Baker Mayfield jersey. So, like I said, I'm still doing the China jersey. It's still en route.
China.
China. But hey, you know me. Oh, you can't really see it. Hold on. Right there, I got two Buccaneers helmets. Always been Browns and Bucks. Got the Tampa ties. So, I'm always going to be rooting for my two teams. So it's great to see my favorite quarterback playing for one of my favorite teams. Always been one of my favorite teams.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I was happy when even though I kind of wish they would have went Herbert, I mean, my second team's the Dolphins, always was as a little kid. But I was actually happy they went with Tua at the time over Justin Herbert. I didn't think Justin Herbert, I don't know, I've always had a little vendetta against Oregon, but at the same time I've always thought their stuff was cool. Like
I
uniforms
was
were
gonna
really
say,
good.
I've never had faith in an Oregon quarterback. Like Bo Nix even coming out of Oregon. Is it this season or next season?
This season.
I don't have any faith in him being a full-time NFL quarterback.
I think he has a better shot than Mariota did.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Mariota really had a lot of hype, but he wasn't an NFL quarterback.
Right. I think he has a lot of fixing to do. Bo Nix does at least.
Yeah. I just learned that Sanders wants both his sons to stay another year and wait it out for the NFL, which I had a question. I don't know. Did we talk about this last week with Caleb Williams and tanking?
No, we did not actually.
So one thing that I'm starting to see with all this NIL stuff, you know, some of these players are making a lot of money. I mean, they just said that Shedeur Sanders is driving a Rolls Royce, I think, based off of NIL money. Why would you want to go to the NFL if you're making all that money in college? Ride it out and, you know, stay 4 years even now. Finish your degree, get the degree so that if football doesn't work out, you got that, and you just made a shit ton of money, and then go to the NFL. And if you know you're going to be a top five draft pick, draft to a team that you think that's going to be worth being on for 5 years at least, because Caleb Williams does not want to be drafted at the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone does. But at the same time, what are you going to do about Kyler Murray? Last year, if you're the Cardinals, like you just signed him to a pretty big deal, and he's
I
probably not
know.
going to play this year.
I
He might
know.
play the end of this year, but
I could see him
I
coming
don't.
back, but it's not going to be worth it because they're not going to be a postseason team. Although they are scrappy.
They are scrappy. I'll give them that. Like, I don't think they're going to be. They're definitely not going to be good, but I don't
Yeah.
think they're going to get blown out of every game. Like, I think they're kind of be like the Lions almost, not this year, but like
Yeah.
of a couple of years where the record did not look good, but they really didn't get blown out of many games. It was
Yeah.
all one score games. I think it was
So let's,
Jared Goff's first season there that I'm
yes.
talking about. Yeah.
Let's say hypothetically, the Lions and the Bears don't win the NFC North and it's the Vikings or it's the Packers out of nowhere. The Bears have a losing season and they get the first overall pick. Do they go after a quarterback?
Ooh, you know, it's going to be tempting. It's going to be all dependent on how Justin Fields finishes the season. You know, last year it was a different circumstance. You know, Justin Fields kind of had a solid season, had some ups, had some downs, but the whole team did. I mean, you got to have something around him, and he had nothing. Now, you know, they brought in a little bit of something, and, you know, it just hasn't panned out. I mean, they have the Panthers pick too.
Yeah.
So they could
Would
really just
you,
bolster.
let's just say, and I this is all hypothetical. Let's say they have a top two or the first pick. Would they go after Marvin Harrison Jr.?
You would have to believe that they would.
Because if they're riding with Fields, they think Fields is the guy. Would you not find weapons for him?
Yeah, I would probably try to trade down a couple
You'd
of
probably
picks.
trade down. You'd trade down for somebody who needs a quarterback at one.
Yeah, because no one's been, not a wide receiver has been taken first overall since Keyshawn Johnson back in 90, was it 99?
Which is
Maybe
wild.
later than that. It was probably later than that. I feel like it was like 90. No, it couldn't have been 99.
Seems like it's always a quarterback or a lineman.
Yeah. Quarterback, lineman, defensive end.
Miles Garrett. Ooh.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like that would have to be their target. I think that's pretty night and day that they would need a receiver, even though I think they need to bolster up their O-line and their defense. Trading Roquan, I don't know if that really worked out for him. I think they would
Yeah.
have been better off paying him, even though they brought in Edmonds, who's been playing pretty solid. They brought in Edmonds and what's the dude from the Eagles? Who they signed? They brought
A
in a
running back?
linebacker. No, linebacker.
Oh, linebacker.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I'm just drawing a blank.
Middle linebacker, I believe.
I'm drawing a blank.
Let's see. While I'm looking this up, go ahead and I have a question for you, actually.
Okay.
So week two's done. Which 0-2 team should be in panic mode the most?
The Vikings.
You think the Vikings out of any team?
I think. Does it TJ Edwards?
Yes, thank
TJ
you.
Edwards.
Yes.
Let me just look again. Let me confirm that I think it's the Vikings. So 0-2 teams, you get the Patriots. Oh. All right. You've got the Patriots, Bengals, Texans, Broncos, Chargers, Bears, Vikings, Panthers, Cardinals. I'm going to say that there's one team that's in full panic mode, and that's the Cincinnati Bengals. I think that there is a set of two to three teams that's on the hot seat. You've got Denver, Minnesota, and New England. Are we starting to see through the rose-colored glasses? Was it Tom Brady or was it Bill Belichick? The Chargers, they've got to figure this out.
I was going to say, I think they're right there on the hot seat.
They've lost their last three games, including the playoff game. They've lost to the Titans. They've lost to the Dolphins, which is fair. And they've lost to the Jaguars. All good teams, but they were winning each of those games. The
For how high
Minnesota
paid
Vikings.
did it? Yeah. For how high
Yeah.
paid their defense is, like, they don't have scrubs on their defense. I just don't get it. I don't know if it's coaching.
No.
I don't know what it is. Justin
It's gotta
Herbert's
be.
playing good. Justin Herbert, throwing over 300 yards,
Yeah.
three touchdowns. Like, you shouldn't be losing those type of games consistently.
No. The Vikings had a 13-4 year last year and are starting off 0-2, already halfway to last year's losses. That's kind of concerning. They did just trade for Cam Akers today. So that's important. They're going to help Madison out, which Madison wasn't producing last 2 weeks. I didn't expect anything out of the Panthers. I don't expect anything out of the Cardinals. The Denver Broncos is concerning for me. They're not in the hot seat yet because there is a new coach, which he's not a new coach, but new to the system. You got to let Russ cook.
Which he's been playing solid. I'll give
He
him credit. He's been playing good.
Russell Wilson has been playing well. This is a turnaround year for him. Sean Payton's going to bring him out of the darkness. It's just bad losses. You're up against the Raiders, and we talked about this. You can't be going down and kicking a field goal, against the Red or against the Commanders. They had it, and then they fucking gave up like 17 points, and then they ended up losing because of a pass interference. They did lose because of pass interference. I will say that. But that's not why they lost the game. They lost the final play because of pass interference. They lost the game because they gave up 24 or however many points straight and they couldn't keep up and they lost. I mean, they gave up 35 points to a Washington Commanders team who's not scored 35 points, but more than what, tw once or twice in the last couple years.
Yeah.
I mean, we could talk about the Commanders all day long because I believe in them. I think, didn't I tell you that they're my team to watch? Like,
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Sam Howell, man. Sam Howell.
the Howl Band
He's
is real.
nothing. Yeah, he's nothing, too crazy, but he's good enough.
He's a good quarterback. And Eric Bieniemy, who made the Chiefs offense look a lot better than they are this year, he's making that Commanders offense look solid.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're nothing to mess with. Brian
Yeah.
Robinson's playing really good too.
Yeah. I would say that, that offense alone, Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, Robinson, Gibson, Howell, they've got some solid players in offense. And now Chase Young's showing out. And you got Sweat on the other side, and they got their rookie cornerback. I
They
mean,
have
things are
that,
starting.
yeah, they had that godly defensive line. I mean, I Pro Bowlers all across the line.
I am willing to say that the Commanders are going to be a winning season team. I haven't
Yeah.
looked at their winning total over and under, but I bet you they hit the over.
Yeah, I could see that. I know they play some tough matchups. I know they play Buffalo this week.
Yeah.
But
Yeah,
honestly, that's a good test. That's a good test.
Buffalo doesn't even look that great either.
Exactly. And I think that's going to be more of a fair matchup than people realize.
Yeah, there's a lot of concern with the Bengals. I think that the Bengals are in panic mode. You know, Burrow just signed his big deal. Burrow is hurt. They have Monday Night Football this week against who do they have? Isn't it like the is it the Cowboys? No. Who do the Bengals play this week?
Bengals play.
Monday Night Football against
Oh, the Rams.
yeah, so man, the Rams are my also or my other watch out for them because they're
Yeah.
trouble this year. You know, the Commanders and the Rams are two teams that I think are going to surprise a lot of people. Same with the Buccaneers. Don't ever bet against Baker Mayfield, but the Rams, Matthew Stafford has always turned wide receivers into studs.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have thought that Cooper Kupp, from his background, would have been as good of a player he is, you know, would have had the career that he's had. And he's made Calvin Johnson. I wouldn't say he made Calvin Johnson what he is today, but he certainly contributed to it. Matthew Stafford is certainly a wide receiver builder. He
Well, and
builds stars.
Cooper, yeah, and Cooper Kupp, I mean, he had a name before, but like,
Yeah.
I feel like Stafford really took him to that next step.
Yeah.
And then now you see Puka now, who's basically Cooper Kupp Jr.
Yeah.
And you got Atwell playing better now, who played a little bit last year, but I mean, he looks completely different now with
He had over
Matthew
100
Stafford out
receiving
of.
yards last week.
Yeah, in the week before. Both of them have been on a tear.
Yeah. You know, they had the Rams projected really low, but that was a Rams team that saw last year with interchanging quarterbacks and Cooper Kupp out. Team is scary again.
Yeah, I would agree. You broke out a little bit in the middle of that, but yeah, no, I mean, the team's gutted from the Super Bowl team, of course. You know, you don't got Von Miller there anymore. Ramsey's not there anymore. A lot of that offensive line, they're not there anymore, but the offensive line looks fine, honestly. Like they
Yeah.
held up against that 49ers defense pretty well. I mean, granted they lost, but by a touchdown to the 49ers, who was in that NFC championship where the Rams were supposed to be one of the worst teams in football.
Yep.
Like money wise, like they're kind of playing out of control right now. Because this was considered to be like it's such a disaster season and like disastrous next couple of years for them.
Yeah.
But honestly, they might be fine. They might be fine till they get their first round pick back and all their other draft picks.
Yeah, they have so much that they're missing out on.
Yeah. I think they actually have their first round pick this year.
Oh, really?
I think they do.
They
I'm
finally caught
now
up?
I'm thinking about it. I think they're still missing a ton of other draft picks. I know I'm pretty sure they have their first round pick this year, which they almost traded last year, but the Panthers said no. For Brian Burns, which they're probably regretting right now.
Yeah.
Especially now that they're not going to have a first round pick this year to help out Bryce Young.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we have a couple of other things to talk about real quick before we get into the recaps of the game. Apparently Aaron Rodgers, they're saying that he could possibly make a playoff push. I think we talked a little bit about this earlier with Justin Fields. Do you think that's possible to come back from Achilles injury at 39 by January?
Hey man, science is science. If they can figure it out, I'm sure they will.
Okay. Okay.
Science, medical science has changed so much from 30 years ago to 15 years ago to yesterday to today. From what, you know, happened with Kobe came back and was still able to beat Mamba. I think Aaron Rodgers could still come back and at least play one more year. Assuming that he doesn't fall and get hurt again, it all just depends on the order of treatment that he went through. He was really against, you know, medical, you know, course of action what seemed like up until last week, but he underwent this surgery because he was promised, not promised, but he was told that he could make it back by January. So if I was him, I'd be trying to do everything I could to come back too. I mean, you had all this hype going into the season and you just got clowned by a sidelining injury for a whole year.
Yeah,
You were
but
supposed to change that franchise.
do you think that they're even going to be in a chance, like in a spot to be in a playoff push?
No.
No, I don't either.
No, I think that the Jets are dead. They've got all the talent, but it's the same thing with the Browns. I think that the Browns are dead. You lose one key player in that offense, and for some reason, we're going to shit the bed. I don't believe in Deshaun Watson after, especially after last game. This guy, he looks like a deer in headlights every time he steps out in the field. Every time. Zach Wilson looks identical, deer in headlights. Now this is experience over youth. Deshaun Watson has had MVP caliber seasons with Houston. There's no reason other than sitting out a year why he should be playing as bad as he is.
But there comes a point where that excuse has to stop, and that's now.
Yeah,
Like
you're
that
shaking
was
off the
the
rust.
yeah.
You've played 8 games. You've played 8 games in the NFL since you've been seeded for your horniness.
Yeah, and had a whole off season to work, actually build rapport with your teammates.
Yeah, a good off season. Oh, he looks great in, in training camp. Well, yeah, everybody's gonna look good in training camp when you're playing against your ones and your twos, and it's half-assing. It's not full speed against the Pittsburgh Steelers, TJ Watt. It's
Right.
not happening. And Deshaun barely played in the preseason. We barely got to see anything of him. I don't know. Just so much of that drives me nuts. I'm still upset for Monday night. But going back to the Jets, Jets are dead. Zach Wilson is not him. You've got Breece Hall. You've got Dalvin Cook. You've got Garrett Wilson. Make it happen. You've got a great defense. Make it happen. Figure it out. I think that they can get to the playoffs if they've really tried. But unfortunately, the AFC is stacked. And to make it to the AFC, you're gonna have to win like 11 games or more. And I don't see the Jets winning 11 games without Aaron Rodgers.
No, I don't either, or even being around the realm of 11 games.
No.
You
They're
know,
going to be a
if they were in
seven-win
the NFC, if they were in the NFC, I think they would have a shot. But
NFC,
AFC,
sure.
no.
Sure. But they're going to win at least 7 games. I do agree with that. I don't think they're going to completely screw the season, but no 11-win teams in New York this year, especially the Giants.
Yeah, no, Giants won't make the playoffs at all. I have
No.
zero faith in them. Which sucks because they looked pretty damn solid last year. You know, even won a playoff game. But I have absolutely zero faith in them now. Let's see. Did you hear about Stetson Bennett? That he's not on the Rams
Yeah.
anymore?
Well, he's not on the roster. They what they put him on, like the not the injury reserve, but they put him on the they put him on something.
It's
Because he's still on the
forgetting.
team, he's just not on the 52-man roster or 53-man roster.
Yeah, so it has to do with outside of football reasoning. I
Yeah.
know that much. I'm just curious what it is. I'm wondering.
A lot of people think it's drinking or like drinking and partying that, he went from Athens to LA and didn't he have a DUI in Athens?
Yeah, right before the NFL draft
Yeah. So
or the combine or something like that.
there's speculation that it's like substance abuse or alcohol abuse. Not showing up to practice or not ready for practice or hungover or whatever, but McVay just ain't gonna put up with that.
Yeah, no, I don't blame them. The Ohio boys don't put up with that. And then Last little thing of news, Kareem Hunt is back. Do you think he's gonna be able to fill the void? We'll talk more about that later, but I'm curious, do you think that he's gonna be able to fill any of the void? I mean, who can fill in for Nick Chubb?
No one's going to fill the void of Nick Chubb. There is no Nick Chubb. He is a one-of-one player. Nick Chubb is on my wall right there. Nick Chubb is the GOAT running back right now. He is what everybody's talking about. He's what everybody's afraid about when he steps on the field and takes the ball. Kareem Hunt is going to help. Kareem Hunt is going to relieve Jerome Ford. Kareem Hunt is going to be a third down back. Good for checkdowns. Good for distracting the defense when Deshaun Watson's going to do his stupid design runs. He's going to help, but he's not going to fill the void.
Right.
There's still a big pit in my heart. Big pit.
I don't think he's gonna fill the void, but I think he's gonna help a ton and at least, give us a chance. You
Yeah.
know, he's gonna help us get a chance because
We're
the
gonna
thing
go down
is
fighting.
that Hunt is still shifty. He's a little bit shifty, where Ford, he's just straight downhill.
He's a bowling ball.
He's a bowling ball that just is lights out fast when he gets going straight. What do they call that? An up and down runner? Like he's a track guy, essentially. He can run straight. He can't run side to side and do all the fancy stuff that Nick Chubb can do, where he can just blow through people. He can break tackles. He actually surprised me very well on how well he could break tackles.
No, he
Because
looked really good.
there were a lot of times where I'm like, oh shit, there's -4 yards right there.
He looked real nice on Monday night. Obviously, he had a 69-yard rush, almost a touchdown. He was literally shoestring away, but he looked nice. It gave me hope. But like I said, I'm not worried about the rest of our team. I'm just worried about Watson.
Yeah, same. I think we have all the pieces we need. We need just Watson to show up.
We were winning. We gave up the fumble and lost the game based on Watson's play. I know, he needs a line to protect him, but stop holding the ball so long. Make a decision. Make a decision. It's the same thing with Justin Fields. There's multiple times on Sunday where Justin Fields had 5, 6 seconds, it felt like, in the pocket, and before it collapsed, he had two or three guys wide open. But he's like so tunnel visioned, he can't see them. And then you either get sacked or you throw it out of bounds. And in
I
Deshaun's
think
case, he got sacked and then fumbled.
I think both of them are playing basically they're about to shit their pants right when they get the ball. Which, I mean, shit, I don't blame them. It's definitely different than college for Justin Fields' case, at least. It's you got Alabama running at you every single second, essentially. Alabama or Georgia. But honestly, we've talked enough about the Browns game. We might as well just talk about the rest of it now. Do you think that Deshaun can ever return back to his days from Houston?
No.
No, you think that we're just going to be stuck with mediocre play for his whole contract?
We're screwed. Browns are dead. 5 years down the drain, paying for him. And nobody's going to trade for him. Nobody.
Oh,
We're
no, not a
screwed.
shot. Not a shot.
The rest of the league is laughing at us. Yeah, it's.
Yeah, I'm
He needs
praying
to
that he can
prove.
prove something. But
He needs to
last
prove
night
us.
was a last or Monday was a big, show out on why it was a big screw up.
I love my Cleveland Browns, and I always will. But it's very hard to watch when you have just a lack of just, I don't even know, effort. I don't know, because he has talent. He's so talented. He can throw that ball a mile down the field. He can run fast. It's just his decision making is very, very dumb. I don't know. He has to prove so much to us now. You're down. You're down. I mean, I know we're 1-1. I know we're not 0-2. We could be in a worse situation. But what did we say from the start? Stefanski and him are like this. If one doesn't perform, they're both in the hot seat. But Stefanski's gonna be the one to go out.
Yeah, Stefanski is
So,
going to be the scapegoat for him.
yeah, it's the play calling. It's this. No, it's your quarterback's decision making. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I will say that I so far haven't been too upset with the play calling. I've
No.
honestly been upset with the O-line, if anything.
Yeah, we've got a really good O-line for the rush. But when it comes to the passing O-line, getting burned, we're holding left and right because Deshaun is going left, going right. Oh, shoot, this way. Oh, shoot, this way. A hold, hold, hold. It's the O-line. We lose Jack Conklin, big loss. But DeJuan Jones is bigger, has a pretty good resume. Why is it, only that one spot that's changed this whole O-line? Why are we not talking about Jedrick Wills, who sucks?
Yeah, well, funny enough, DeJuan James was or Johnson. Oh, my bad.
DeJuan Jones?
Was is it Johnson?
Jones.
Jones, my bad. My bad. Why was he the highest grade? Granted, it's PFF, but he had the highest grade on the O-line.
And he was going against TJ Watt
Yeah.
the whole game.
Who ate? Don't get me wrong. He's easily so far the front runner for Defensive Player of the Year. It's no question.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's untouchable.
Yeah, I hate to say it. It hurts saying this as a Browns fan, but he's better than Miles.
We'll see. It's a long season.
I think that he shows up more often than Miles
Yes.
does.
Agreed.
So that's why I
Yeah.
vote that because there were times in that game where Myles Garrett disappeared. And I just don't like that about Myles Garrett, that he can disappear sometimes. I love him, but it's like, where are you at? Why? I get that you're getting double teamed and everything, but so is Watt. And their
Yeah.
offensive line's way worse than ours.
For sure. Yep, I think this week's going to be a big test for him too. The Titans are known to have one of the worst O-lines going into this season. If you can't bull rush past this offensive line to get to Tannehill, I don't know, man. But we'll see. That's enough negativity on the Browns. I really want to believe that we'll make it. I want to believe that we'll be okay.
Yeah, me too. We still got a long season ahead of us. We just need to turn up now because Baltimore's 2-0. Granted, only one game behind, but now we have Pittsburgh there where we could have had both Pittsburgh and Cincinnati at 0-2 and had a comfortable spot.
Yeah, but we play Baltimore in 2 weeks, so that'll be a real test.
We just got to beat Titans. So yeah, this week's gonna be huge. Every week's gonna be huge. Basically from here on out, because I think it's gonna be a horse race. It really, really could be anyone. I don't think it's the Bengals year anymore. I know I picked them to win the division, in our vote, but I feel like I'm gonna lose that one now. I feel like if anything, they're gonna be a wild card team. Well, yeah, let's go ahead and start talking about the rest of these games. We'll go ahead and start with Thursday Night Football, which me and you bet on for our drive to five. Vikings at Eagles. Eagles ended up winning and are now 2-0, and the Vikings now one of those 0-2 teams that are in panic mode. Now, would you consider that game an actually bad game for the Vikings? Because I didn't think they played like super horrible.
No, they had a great game.
A lot of turnovers.
It was just
Stupid
the
turnovers.
turnovers. Yeah.
Yeah. I still thought it was a great game. And they had some bad unlucky calls, like Justin Jefferson's touchback. Madison fumbled a ton and that led to Akers being traded
Yep.
today. Which I think they were kind of, wanting to do that in the first place. And I kind of think they wanted Hunt, but in all honesty, I think Hunt wanted to come back.
Yeah.
He
It
settled for less
reminded
money
me
too.
The Jefferson's fumble touchback reminded me of the Browns Chiefs playoff game.
Yeah, me and you were talking about that with the boys.
Unreal.
Yeah, that sucks because if they had that touchdown, that game's completely different. That game's going into overtime, probably.
Yeah, and they weren't letting the Browns could beat the Chiefs.
No. Let's see. Did you see the beef between Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown on the sideline in Sirianni?
Yeah, AJ Brown was complaining about touches, but let's be honest, he had four receptions. Devontae Smith had four receptions. They had equal touches. Devontae just did more with his.
Well, and DeAndre Swift's going off. Why would you stop handing off the rock?
Yeah, I.
And DeVonta Smith creates separation, which helps a mobile quarterback rather than just physical. Because AJ Brown will go up against anyone.
He's more physical, but he's not a deep threat like Devontae Smith is with speed. So I don't understand the argument. It's a team sport. When you get into the me shit, that's what gets you shipped off to another team.
Yeah. And when they're in the red zone, they just run their what's it called? The push tug?
The tush push.
Tush push. Which was being
92%.
debated. Yeah, which was being debated on whether it should be legal or not, and I absolutely think it should.
It should be legal. There's
Yeah,
nothing wrong with it.
I don't see what's wrong with it.
Just figure out how to stop it.
Yeah, I mean it's literally designed so it can't be stopped.
92% of the time it works.
Yeah, as long as everything goes right. Yeah, basically, the only time it fucks up is, if they fumble the snap.
Yeah.
Which apparently Jason Kelce really snaps the ball weird, is what he's always been told. I remember seeing that on New Heights podcast when they had Jalen Hurts on. They were talking about that. But yeah, I mean, I think the Vikings. It's not going to be their year this year, but I still think they have a chance to make the playoffs. But they got to beat the Packers. They got to beat out the Packers. Because I don't think the Packers are going to be nearly as big a scrubs as everyone thought they were going to be.
Another sleeper team.
But they should be glad that the whole division, other than the Bears, who are also 0-2, is only just one game ahead of them.
Yeah.
And the only one that has a divisional win is the Packers against the Bears. So that division is still very well up for grabs.
Steak
I
dinner
still
and
think it's the
wine.
Lions. I still think it's the Lions, but
Well, the Lions have the best roster. They should win it.
yeah, they have the best overall roster. But, one last thing about that game. Do you think DeVonta Smith is the actual wide receiver one for the Eagles? Is
Yes.
it clear? Clear as day.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so as well. And I don't think that's a slap to AJ Brown. I think he's a very, very, I think he's the best wide receiver two in the league. And I think he's capable of being a wide receiver one, but I mean, shoot. If Smith's being double covered, that means you're going to be wide open. You're going to get your one-on-ones, which he should thrive in if he's a physical receiver. So if anything, if I were him, I wouldn't take that as a slap in the face at all.
No, I wouldn't either. Nope.
All right, let's run through some of these next ones. We got the Raiders visiting the Bills. Bills get their first win of the season. Jimmy G does not look very good in this game. Josh Allen looked a lot better. He had three touchdowns compared to the three interceptions from the week prior.
James Cook looked good.
James Cook looked good. Absolutely. Gabe Davis, he has one of his flashy games. But the question is, do you think Josh Allen's gonna have enough for when they go against good teams?
You like to think,
Because it seems like he chokes against the good teams.
yeah, you'd like to think, but
Because he even struggled. I remember he struggled the year opening kickoff last year when they played in the first game against the
The
Rams.
Rams.
Yeah, I mean, he still threw a ton of turnovers.
Yeah.
Granted, they won the game, but they still a ton of turnovers. I mean, they're down Von Miller, which was their one of their best defensive players.
Right.
The Rams, at least. Other than Aaron Donald, the GOAT. I just don't know if he's gonna have enough. I think he's talented enough. I don't know, man. What do you think? Do you think that he's gonna be good enough if they go against like the Chiefs or the Bengals in the playoffs?
I think it'll all come down to the deer in headlights look. I think Josh Allen's seen the big bright lights. I think he can handle it. I think he just has to believe that he can do it. I think that it's going to come down to whether or not he in his mind believes that he can do it. I don't know why he was throwing some of the passes he was against the Jets. I know it was week one. I know, new season, new feel. But some of those throws just didn't make sense. I don't know. You could always just go back to the old Browns be the Browns. You could say Bills be the Bills. But this is such a strong, powered Bills offense. I just wasn't expecting Josh Allen to not play as well. So
Yeah,
ultimately, I think he can play. He can play against these good teams. We've seen it, but he's never won an overtime game. Never.
nope.
Something to be said there.
Yeah, in all honesty, I don't think it's talked about enough that his receivers make him. I think that his receivers, because think before Diggs got there, he was kind of looked at as a bust.
Yeah. Yep.
Then Diggs got there and he revived his career a little bit.
Yeah, I mean we beat Josh Allen. The Browns did, I think, his rookie year
We
or his
did.
second. Yeah, because I remember being down in the tunnel and one of the linemen slammed their helmet against the wall of the tunnel and said, "How do we keep losing to these bum ass teams?" And I just remember Josh Allen was throwing interceptions like it was n his job.
So let's go ahead and move on to Baltimore Ravens at Cincinnati Bengals. Like we said earlier, Ravens now 2-0, Bengals 0-2. Joe Burrow looks like he re-injured his calf again. I don't know if he's supposed to be missing time now or if
It's
he's
like
just going
day
to
to
be playing
day.
through it. So it sounds like he's going to be playing through it. I would actually be really worried if I was a Bengals fan. I feel like this season's kind of going to be a disaster.
If they go 0-3 this week, it's time to start panicking.
Yeah, I'd maybe be panicking, especially you're going to be losing T. Higgins. There's like zero faith that he re-signs with them next offseason. You just paid Orlando Brown Jr. all this money. Burrow's still not getting protected that well. You can have Orlando Brown Jr. and it's still not going to help. I mean, shoot, we know as Browns fans, Joe Thomas, he's one of the best linemen of all time. He was the first lineman to get inducted in his first year possible. And our line still sucked most of the time. But with that being said, do you think the Ravens are an actual contender?
I think the Ravens are always going to be a contender. It's just going to be if Lamar can stay healthy. Going into the season, I thought that they had a lot of upgrades to their team. Odell now being injured is a flag, but Zay Flowers looks amazing. They have Bateman, they've got Aguilar, who they made look good. Mark Andrews, J.K. Dobbins goes down, but they've got Gus Edwards. Their defense looks great. I mean, the Bengals are, originally I thought the Bengals or the Browns were going to do it. But with Burrow going down, Chubb going down, and the Steelers looking like ass, I think Baltimore is going to win the division now, and they're going to be a contender.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have a fighting shot. I think they have the best odds as of right now, probably to win the division, unless they just shit the bed out of nowhere. Which, don't get me wrong, as a Browns fan, I hope they do. But yeah, I think they're a true contender. I don't think the Odell signing really gonna help them that much. Obviously, it's nice to have him just to have him. But I think the true wide receiver one on that team is Zay Flowers. He actually ended up playing a lot better than I thought he was going to. And he, I don't know, he just something about him is so clean. His cuts and everything and playmaking ability. Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of his actually now. Let's go ahead and move into the Chiefs at Jaguars. Seemed like the Chiefs receivers played a little bit better today, or
A little
not
bit
today,
better.
but this on week two. Jacksonville really struggled a bit, other than, you know, Trevor Lawrence, the really only person he could connect with is Christian Kirk, who got 110 yards, but no touchdowns the entire game for him.
Yeah, that was a disappointing game all around. Obviously the Chiefs pulled away. Travis Kelce's back, gets a touchdown, but just an ugly win.
Yeah, do you think that the receivers are going to be playing good enough from here on out? Are they going to start to pick up?
It'll pick up. It's all about comfort. I mean, new OC, new wide receivers for the most part. You got Rice and you know, Tony came in middle of the season last year, so he's still fresh in my opinion. And then I'm trying to think of who else they picked up.
Yeah,
But
Sky Moore.
Sky Moore, yep,
He
second
got a
year.
touchdown.
He did. He did. But they'll pick it up. It's going to take some time for them to get adjusted, but you know, never bet against Patrick Mahomes. They're 1-1, but they might end up being 14-3 or 13-4 again. It's not likely that the Chiefs are going to fall off.
Yeah, don't bet against Mahomes. One last question on that game though. So I kind of felt like this game was very important for Trevor Lawrence. Him not getting a touchdown, I think really hurt him. Do you think that he needed to show us more in this game to be considered a top 10 quarterback, like a lot of people are talking about?
Yeah, I believe so. They were really close last year. You know, they really played well in the divisional game. I was actually thinking that they might have been the underdog of the week, but I'm glad I said that it was going to be Baltimore. Just an incredible run by the Jags last year. Jags are on a hot start last week, but you've got to figure out how to beat a team like the Chiefs or the Bills or the 49ers. You know, like I said, you know, if the Browns can play well against the 49ers this year in November or October, if they can win it, phew, but if they can play well, that's all I care about. Jags, they've got to figure it out because Trevor Lawrence, you know, I thought he was going to be a top 10 quarterback this year. He's got to prove it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, he needed to put up more points on the board. I think if you're going to be considered a top 10 quarterback, if you're going against Patrick Mahomes, who's considered the best quarterback, if not the future GOAT, you got to show out more than that.
Yep.
9 points ain't going to cut it. Three field goals. No, we need some touchdowns. We needed at least, I would have said at least 18 points. 20, honestly. But we needed more than we got. Next we got the Chargers at Titans. We talked a little bit about the Chargers choking. Do you think it's time to be looking to fire Brandon Staley? I thought he should have been fired after last season, to be completely honest.
Yes and no. I mean, we got to see how it works out. I think, you know, Eckler being out, it's tough. He needs to come back. Just get through the season, see how it goes. I mean, they're in a tough division as is. You can't be losing to the Jags though, the way they did. It's just that is tough. But
Yeah, but
I'm not.
how can you lose so many close games?
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
I don't think he's ever lost or ever won a close game. Actually, no. I can only think of one, and it was the Cleveland Browns.
Yep. I was there. It was not a good one.
Yeah. Or even the one in Los Angeles. Do you remember that one where it was just a crazy shootout? That was when we had Baker still.
Yeah, the Rashad Higgins hold.
One last thing about that game. We already talked a little bit about Eckler. I thought that this game proved that they need him, and they need to pay him, because Joshua Kelly, 39 yards rushing, ain't gonna cut it. But I actually want to talk about the Titans on this one. Tannehill, I mean, nothing impressive in this game. It was better than last game, but only one touchdown pass and not quite 200 yards, I believe. Do you think at any point this season that we'll see Will Levis get an opportunity?
No, I mean, you've got to think they've also got Malik Willis. So they've got a couple quarterbacks that they don't know what they're doing with right now. I don't see them. I mean, unless Tannehill gets injured, but if Tannehill's healthy, they're going to ride with him all the way through it.
So, see, the only thing that has me thinking that we'll see Will Levis by the end of the year is this is Tannehill's last year of his contract. So really, if they're not liking what they see, I mean, I don't see the Titans going to the playoffs or really being in the push.
No.
If they get down too bad, I could see them just going over to Will Le Levis and being like, all right, let's see what you got.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We got the Packers at Falcons. Did you watch any of this game at all?
I did. It was interesting. Jordan Love falling over the line on a QB sneak. Bijan running all over the place. Jordan Love looking good passing. I mean, this whole game was really nice, but ultimately I thought the Packers had it in the bag, and then they folded, and the Falcons proved that they're still a good team. Young and good team. I'm not sold on
Yeah.
Ridder yet. I think Ridder's got a little more to prove as well, but they've got a great backfield, they've got great receivers. I think that they really need to get Kyle Pitts involved. I feel like Kyle Pitts is kind of just a decoy out there. So, you'd hate to see a waste of talent like that.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I wish they trade him. If they're not going to involve him, I mean, that's all he is just a decoy, like you said out there. He's beyond talented. He can do anything. I almost wish they would just line him at wide receiver instead of tight end. If that got him involved more, I mean, he's literally so talented. He was one of he's one of my favorite prospects I've ever seen coming out of college. And when they do target him the ball, like, he does good. The thing is, their offense doesn't involve him. So I don't get that. I mean, you wasted the fourth overall pick on him. I mean, do something with it. Then we got the Lions and Seahawks. Lions dropped this one actually against the Seahawks. Seahawks and Geno have a bounce back game after losing to the Rams, shockingly. Kenneth Walker had two touchdowns in this game, but only 47 yards. Just going from a fantasy standpoint, if you had Kenneth Walker on your team, would you be selling him, or would you be buying in more like, oh yeah, Kenneth Walker goal line carries? Absolutely.
I have Kenneth Walker on my team, and I'm not panicking yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
I'm not quite panicking, but I almost feel like if you're gonna sell him, sell him. depending on what's being offered. If the price is going to be high, I mean, why not? I guess it just depends on what's being offered. However, I know that I would be a huge buyer on Jahmyr Gibbs right now. David Montgomery got hurt in this game. Don't know when he'll be back, but Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be getting a lot of carries now,
Yeah,
which everyone
this is what
wants to
everybody
see.
asked for. Yeah,
Yeah.
everybody asked for this.
Yeah, everyone wants to see this. So I'm excited for next week to see Jahmyr Gibbs get some more carries. We'll go ahead and start speeding through some of these because I know it's getting a little late. Colts at Texans, Anthony Richardson, hot start. I landed two bets on him before he got hurt. Felt nice to do
Nice.
that. He looks good. He
He
looks
looks good
good.
when he's not hurt.
Yeah, he just can't play a whole game.
Yeah, good for one
But
half.
yeah, they're getting their money's worth out of Gardner Minshew. CJ Stroud actually looked pretty solid this game. Granted, it's the Colts, but
Yeah.
you know, he showed some promise.
He did look good. Gotta get
Yeah.
more Pierce though. Pierce only ran for like 31 rushing yards. I mean, again, goes back to Kenneth Walker and what you mentioned about who's the other guy that you just brought up?
Here, Gibbs.
No, somebody who's only getting like 38 rushing yards and is not gonna, you know.
Joshua Kelly.
Yeah. I mean, Dameon Pierce needs to be doing a little more.
Yeah, no, I agree. Especially the type of season that he had last year. I don't see why you go away from that. I know I get wanting to see what your quarterback has. But yeah, out of the three quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round, would you rather have Young, Stroud, or Richardson to start your team with?
Probably Richardson at this point, what I've seen.
Yeah, of what I've seen and what I've heard about like his leadership as well, I would for sure want him on my team over the other two. Stroud would probably be second, and then Young. I mean, I feel like Young would work with the right people.
Yeah.
Then we got the Bears at the Bucks. Baker off to his very first 2-0 start of his career. I'll let you talk about the Bears a little bit if you
The
have
Bears
anything to
suck.
say. Bears suck.
Justin Fields goal line pick six. Baker, he's a playmaker. That's all that I got. Baker looked good. Justin looked bad.
That pick six was awful.
It was very bad.
That was so bad. Literally just threw it right to Shaq Barrett.
So bad.
Yeah. I was gonna say I don't really have much to say other than that about that game.
No, but I will say lastly on that game, I'm laughing at all the people who weren't drafting Mike Evans high because of Baker Mayfield being his quarterback, because Baker Mayfield's balling and Mike Evans is getting points still. I mean, I don't believe the disrespect towards Baker.
I don't either. I know I get thinking from the past, but you know, like you're putting Baker Mayfield, who has a pretty damn strong arm, into a passing offense. All these other teams, they were all run first, other than LA. But guess what? He actually played good for the Rams. So it goes to show that some quarterbacks just operate different in different systems. So, like, this is what I would like to say about the Browns. As much as I have faith that Deshaun Watson could be good, I'm starting to give up hope on that. They need someone that's a game manager.
Yep. Agreed.
They need someone that's a game manager, and as much as I don't like him that much, someone like a Mac Jones or a Brock Purdy even.
Pretty good.
I would rather have Purdy over Mac Jones, but man, I don't really even want to talk about this next game. Other than Saquon, we had the Giants at Cardinals. Cardinals were beating the shit out of the Giants in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then the Giants make one of the biggest comebacks in their franchise history. Saquon got hurt. Apparently it was, he made it look like it was, out for the season, and I got scared. And then it's an ankle sprain. It was supposed to be 2 to 3 weeks, but then apparently there was optimism that he was going to play on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, confused
But
by all that.
they're, yeah, he's not going to play, probably, is what I've seen. They said he probably could, but they just don't want to risk it. I mean, realistically, are they going to beat the 49ers? No.
No.
If they could barely beat the Cardinals, they're not beating the 49ers. Josh Dobbs, not doing too bad.
Not bad at
Nothing
all.
crazy, I don't think they're expecting the world out of him over there.
No.
But he's just doing enough.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad game. Obviously I'm not rooting for either team, so it was just mindless football, but I couldn't believe that the Giants came back from being down basically what 28-0.
Pretty much.
21-0. So, crazy game.
Yeah. Then we got the 49ers at Rams. We honestly talked a good amount about this game without even realizing it. Puka, as of right now, I think he's a lock for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Unless Bijan starts getting a lot more carries, then, it's going to be a little bit more of a debate.
Yeah,
But I
Puka's
think
not
it's.
gonna be the he's not gonna be the sexy pick, but his numbers are gonna show.
I mean, he might now. He has a rookie record already. We'll see how long that carries out. Kyron Williams, he's the Rams' new RB1. He played good.
Yep.
Stafford looking better than ever. There's one question though. Do you think Brock Purdy would succeed in many other offenses in the NFL?
Yeah, I think
Or
so.
do you think it's just Shanahan that makes him look good?
No, I think if you even put him in a Bill Belichick offense, he'd look good. I think he'd play well anywhere.
Yeah, I think there's certain offenses that he wouldn't play as well, but I think he's good enough because the way I look at it, everyone talks about how, oh, the Shanahan offense makes any quarterback look good. Then why did Trey Lance get traded? Why didn't Trey Lance work out?
Yep.
So I don't really believe in that, unless Trey Lance, just wasn't patient or as gifted as everyone thought that he was, which I personally was not a fan of Trey Lance. But and then we got the Jets at Cowboys. Basically, Zach Wilson hasn't learned a thing really. He kind of reverted just back to his old ways.
Dumpster fire of the team.
Yeah. I don't know if we've really seen enough of the Cowboys. I mean, granted, they've dog walked every team they've played so far this year, their defense. But in all reality, who have they really played?
The Jets and the Giants.
Exactly. So they need to chill out on TV on Undisputed. Granted, you got that whole show is basically just the Dallas Cowboys show. I mean, you got Michael Irvin and Skip Bayless there. Like,
Yep.
it's done for. Sunday Night Football, Dolphins at Pats. I actually liked what I saw from the Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots look good. They
Yeah,
didn't look bad at all. Mac Jones is actually playing pretty decent.
they're not the sexy team, but I think they're good enough that they can stay in games. They stayed in that game with Philadelphia after
Yep.
starting off horribly.
Yeah.
They started off as bad as you could get in that game and came back and made it competitive.
They sure did.
Are you surprised that they're 0-2?
Yeah, but again, if you have tough matchups week one and two, it's not hard to go down that quickly. So.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that they're 0-2. I'm surprised how competitive they're playing because I don't think they're going to finish as a bottom team. I think now that, you know, Rodgers is out of New England, obviously they're gonna struggle against everyone else. I think the Patriots will be ahead of them. I'm not saying that I think they're too far away from the Bills. I think if they match up, I could see the Patriots taking that game.
Easily.
I think McDermott just plays a little risky, and I don't think his head's all the way there sometimes in the game.
No.
He just kind of seems like he zones out and just, it's like, okay, what the fuck are we doing? Big fan of Mike McDaniel though.
I like Big
think the
Mike.
Dolphin I actually think the Dolphins might do something as long as they stay healthy.
Yeah.
Tua looked good. Tyreek, you know, he kind of got locked up a little bit, but still look good. Still look good. Waddle's out with a concussion now.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that kind of blows. But, you know, he'll be fine, I feel like. But yeah, Dolphins off 2-0. I mean, it's a plus for me at least. And then Monday Night Football. We already talked about the Browns, the Saints and Panthers. I mean, you know. Bryce Young still showing some slumps, but it's still promising, I guess. He just doesn't have any. It's blatant that he doesn't have anything to throw with or throw to. Adam Thielen, you know, he's solid, but he's not going to be your every down wide receiver target.
No.
Hayden Hurst, same deal. He's not going to be your every single snap wide receiver or tight end target. That team's just a dumpster fire. No O-line. But the fact that they even stayed somewhat competitive with the Saints, I think that talks a lot about the Saints, honestly.
It was a great, typical NFC South matchup. Low scoring, just ground and pound football. I mean,
The typical Derek Carr game.
yep, very typical.
You know, a couple touchdowns and an interception.
Jamal Williams out with an injury. Michael Thomas is still running slants into the locker room, getting chased by a Panthers player.
Yeah, did you see that? He kept saying that he's a, like, what did he say? Did he say he was a Crip?
I don't know. I couldn't make it out. I just was watching him run into the locker room and then all the security, and it said verbal altercation, but it looked like they were throwing hands.
Oh yeah, it looked like they went around the corner and started throwing some hands. Even though if I were Michael Thomas, I would not be fighting Derrick Brown.
No.
That wouldn't be my choice of fight.
No, not one bit. And then the Browns lose in Browns fashion to the Steelers,
Yeah, the Browns is the Browns.
barely letting the Steelers even play offense. Our defense showed out last night or on Monday night. I don't think the Steelers ever made it over the 30-yard line into the red zone.
Other than the one pass from Pickens, a
Yeah, but that
seventy-eight.
was. Yeah, I mean, but that wasn't red zone play. They
Right,
never made it.
right.
They never made it past the 30, tracking down the field. I mean,
Yeah, I know what you mean. I thought Pickett looked terrible.
he is terrible, and so is Najee Harris. He's slow as shit. I just can't believe he lost to them. But
The part that kills me is that the Steelers defense literally scored more than their offense.
yeah, they're literally Iowa
Like,
football.
yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
But other than that, we're excited for week three. You know, it's going to be a dogfight for us Browns fans, but we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it. You just
We
got to
are
stop
Cream Hunt.
Derrick Henry.
Yep, gotta stop Derrick Henry. Cream Hunt's gotta show out. Let's hope for the best. Hopefully Deshaun doesn't look like a deer in headlights out there.
Yeah, we can only hope.
Check out the Instagram for Brandon's Drive to 5 week 3. I will not be participating, but I will be watching. And I will be rooting you on and all the boys that are involved. But make sure you gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have a problem. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.